Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 18th of August. The prepper tip of the day is to pray without ceasing. I say again, pray without ceasing. Very important. If you don't do it, make it a regular habit. That's what I do every day. We're working to get Dr. Huff connected with us. That should be happening shortly. I see some activity here on the chat of Skype chat, and we'll get him wired up here and connected as quickly as possible. Tucker Carlson's most recent interview is with Vivek Ramaswamy. Let's see. Okay. Looks like Dr. Huff can't be with us. I thought he would be with us this week, but that's okay. Dr. Huff is not available, so we'll go ahead and move forward with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. That's 512-248-8252. Anyway, I watched the interview. It was right at an hour, and well done interview. Vivek is a very bright young man. He's been successful. I don't know the details, but my understanding is he was CEO of a pharmaceutical company, which is probably going to affect some of his thought processes, some of his decisions, some of the things he supports and some of the things he doesn't support. He's made some statements that the powers that be, both Democrats and Republicans, find alarming and disturbing, such as he doesn't trust the findings of the 9/11 Commission. Well, that's smart. Who would trust that? I've got a copy of it, by the way. It's, I think, not quite 1,000 pages. Does not even mention Building 7. It can't, and how is that even possible? But it doesn't. He certainly brings some interesting thoughts to the table that we would not be aware of otherwise with his things he's talking about. He's obviously not going to become the next president of the United States, at least it's obvious to me, on one hand. On the other, he's certainly positioning himself to take a cabinet-level position. possibly an ambassadorship, something of that nature, since he's come to the attention of whoever will be the next president, which is very likely to be Donald Trump. Once Donald Trump has enough overwhelming support, they can't do enough fraud. At least I don't believe they can. Maybe they can. Enough fraud to defeat him. There's a lot of questions about whether Joe Biden will even be on the ballot in November of 2024. What's that now? A little over 14 months away. Thereabouts. Yeah, just more than 14 months. We'll see. The publicly recorded evidence, public available evidence of Joe Biden being involved in high-level criminal activity, which I think could be characterized as treason. It's very difficult to ignore that. Very difficult. Anyway, here's a quote from Ramaswamy with Tucker. This country is on the verge, on the cusp of chaos. In a 1776 moment, it's not okay for the government to lie to us. In a democracy, of course, this is a republic, not a democracy. In a democracy, it's poison and corrodes. It corrodes a system that we revere, democracy. Well, that's the common mistake made by people who should know better. The founding fathers, they knew quite well what a democracy was. They were all students of history. They are quite aware of democracies and what happens to them over a period of typically 3 to 4 or 5 generations. What happens in a democracy is the common people, the populace, they figure out how to get money out of the public treasury transferred to themselves. Once they figure that out, and that's what's happened here, by the way, in the United States, that dooms the end of that democracy. A republic is entirely different. We have a republic, although it's operating more as a democracy, quite frankly. In our republic, we have a constitution which is not being followed. As I frequently mention, if we only followed one part of the Constitution, that would be Article 1, Section 8, many of the problems we're experiencing simply wouldn't exist. Article 1, Section 8 is the money spending authority, and you always hear all the time, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican president or a Democratic president, about what the president spends. The president can't spend one penny without first being authorized by the U.S. Congress. That's where all money spending authority comes from. And that was done, the men who set up the Constitution, they understood what needed to be done, and that was limit the spending of this new government they were setting up, leaving everything else to the states. Let's take the FBI, for example. There was no authority in Article 1, Section 8 for spending one penny on something called the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's simply not there. It isn't. And you may say, well, John, how can we solve crimes? Well, each of the states has the authority to spend money on law enforcement. I believe all 50 of the states have some type of federal, disregard, some type of state law enforcement agency. In Missouri, my state, is the Missouri Highway Patrol. They are the state investigating authority. The attorney generals of the 50 states have their own independent investigators. So there's plenty of police ability, police authority to investigate crimes, no matter what those crimes may be. We don't need an FBI. We don't want or need it. I don't want it. They've become a liability, quite frankly. Now, the majority of men and women who work for the FBI are good, patriotic Americans. I've known some of these men and women. I haven't known any women FBI agents. I did meet one inadvertently at a pistol range. That's a great story, by the way. but I've known them to be patriotic Americans who want to do the right things for the right reasons. However, at the top level of the leadership of the FBI, they are corrupt. They're involved in high-level crimes. And that's become quite evident. If it wasn't evident before Donald Trump became president, it became very evident the last 7.5 years since Donald Trump took office. FBI involvement in criminal activity. The Russian collusion hoax, for example, the FBI leadership was heavily involved in it, very heavily. Going back to the only female FBI agent I met, I was at the St. Louis County Police Pistol Range on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. At the time, it was open to the public on Sundays. So I'm there practicing my pistol marksmanship, and they had two-person shooting positions, two people all the way across the range, maybe, I don't know, five or six or eight, whatever it was, shooting positions. I was sharing a shooting position with a petite brunette, and with a range officer. It was controlled range. The range officer gave instructions for everybody to start shooting at the same time and to discontinue shooting at the same time. So we began shooting, myself and this young woman, and the range officer called ceasefire. We walked down to look at our targets, her target right next to mine. And I had my usual tight group, and I looked over at hers, and this is a B-27 silhouette, which is a full-size silhouette of a man from the waist up. And she had hits left high. She had shots right low. She had shots right high. She had shots right low, and maybe a couple near the middle. We walked back to begin, change the targets and walk back to begin shooting again. I walked over to the range officer, and I asked him, I identified myself. I said, I'm John Moore. I'm an NRA-certified firearms instructor. Do you think this young lady would mind if I helped her? Because, she's obviously not doing very well. He whispers to me. He says, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent. I nodded my head. I said, oh, yes, okay, I'll leave her alone. Now, how in the world did she manage to graduate from the FBI Academy at Quantico, Virginia, with almost non-existent pistol shooting skills? Now, I've been an NRA firearms instructor for 25 years, and she had entry-level skills for shooting a pistol, very entry-level, that I've seen men and women who never handled a pistol before in my class attempt to hit the target. I was having lunch with two FBI agents, and I was telling this story, and they immediately trying to figure out who this FBI agent was. And it was only the conversation I had with lunch I had was only 8 or 10 years after the incident that I mentioned, and they were trying to figure out who she was. And I don't know if they were successful or not, but they had three or four candidates that they thought might be that person. Anyway, the Department of Justice and the FBI were involved in the tragedy at Waco, Texas. It began with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which is now the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They had men positioned nearby to monitor the activities of the Branch Davidian Church. That wasn't the beginning point. The beginning point was a delivery man was delivering a package of paperweights. These were paperweights that looked like hand grenades, but weren't hand grenades, that the military uses for training because they had the size and the weight of a real hand grenade. So the box of paperweights broke open, and this driver reported to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That's when they began their surveillance. Well, the guys there at the Branch Davidian Church, they like guns, and they had these trigger devices, which are perfectly legal at that time and still are, that allowed you to simulate what a machine gun does, and which is fire the machine gun, the semi-automatic rifle, very quickly. So these guys on surveillance, they thought, oh, these guys got machine guns. And they checked the records. They found there was no registered machine guns on the premises where the $200 transfer tax had been paid. So they determined that a tax had not been paid on one or more submachine or machine guns which of course was not the case because the trigger devices were not something that needed a $200 transfer tax. So based on this incorrect information, they got a judge to sign a search warrant, and other things kicked in at the time. The alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people wanted to impress Congress with how great they were as law enforcement. And if, in case you don't know, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is made fun of by the FBI. They're made fun of by local police. They're called F-Troop for a reason, because they tend to hire not terribly competent men and women. And that's what their reputation within law enforcement is, to be an F-Troop. So to impress the Congress, which was going to give them funding, hopefully, and they wanted all the funding they could get, instead of just not walking up to the door and knocking on the door and say, we're here to conduct a search warrant, they didn't do that. They loaded up a cattle trailer, which had a canvas over it so you couldn't see who was inside there. I mean, it may have been two cattle trailers, but at least one, with all these men dressed up as ninja warriors ready to go on patrol in Iraq. And they drove up to the front door of the church. It was not a compound, by the way. A compound has to have either a high fence or a wall. The Branch Davidian Church did not have either of those. They drive up, they jump out of the cattle trailer, and they begin shooting at the front door to do what's called a dynamic entry. The men inside wanted to protect their families, and they didn't know what's going on, so they start shooting back. They hear they're being attacked by people they didn't know who the hell they were. Maybe a drug cartel? Who was it? And that's when the whole thing began. That's how it began. There was a video of David Koresh. He's wounded. He was wounded with a mortal wound that eventually killed him, asking for help. The media was kept away at a very long distance, what was a better part of a mile or so. They were able to get these grainy images because of the distance and the mirage by the heat of what was going on there. All kinds of federal laws were broken, posse comitatus. The U.S. Army provided the heavy weapons of war for the FBI. The FBI took over after that first incident where I think four ATF agents died. The FBI got involved, and the crime just got worse and worse as the days and weeks went on. I think it was 51 days the siege lasted. The sheriff of that county could have stopped it. He could have just ordered the FBI to leave his county. He didn't do that. I believe it was a man. I don't recall specifically. He let the FBI do what they wanted to. They brought in tanks. They brought in armored personnel carriers. They had drones. They had aircraft flying probably 24/7 over this church. Eventually, from the evidence I've seen, the FBI started fires. Anybody who tried to escape the fires was shot down. It was an absolute crime. An absolute crime. All of which was based on fabricated evidence. When I say fabricated, the church members did not have machine guns. If they did, there would have been photographs of them being posted after the fires went put out, but they didn't post those photographs because there weren't any machine guns. They simply didn't exist. The men and women took shelter in a concrete shelter they had. They died from smoke inhalation and heat inside the shelter. There was, I think, two or three fathers that attempted to get back to their families that were shot to death or arrested. If I'm missing some details, I apologize, because I haven't looked at this in detail myself for a while. Here's our break. Call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business. When you place your order because you're tired of being tired, you want to get your life back. When you place your order, I personally box up your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad that goes with it. It goes out priority mail all over the world. I've shipped quite a few to Australia, a lot to Canada, and, of course, all over the United States, helping people get their life back. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Okay, the alleged crime at Waco was failure to register and pay a $200 transfer tax on one or more machine guns. And that's what a lot of people don't know. There's no such thing as an illegal gun. There is such a thing as firearms that require to be registered and those that don't. The common rifles, shotguns, and pistols sold at your local gun shop typically don't require registration or a transfer tax. And now, silencers, also called suppressors, are becoming quite popular. They require a $200 transfer tax. I've bought a couple myself. It's public record. At least the ATF knows. And it helps make shooting a lot more pleasant, shall we say. They're not silent. They still have a sound that can be recognized from some distance. They're not silent. So the alleged crime, of course, did not exist. The men at the Branch Davidian Church did not have unregistered firearms that required registration and a $200 transfer tax. They simply didn't. The whole thing was based on a falsehood. Let's move on to Ruby Ridge. Now, I never got to meet Randy Weaver in person. We talked on the telephone once. He's now deceased. 1992. Randy Weaver was a Vietnam vet, Green Beret. I'm sure we probably knew a number of the same people because of our common military heritage. Living with his family up at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, minding his own business. He was approached by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to infiltrate a white supremacist group. At the time, Randy was known in the community. He was a candidate for sheriff up there, had been known and respected in the community as a good guy, a straight shooter, so to speak. And he turned him down. He told me, "I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm not going to do that." So the ATF was not going to give up. Randy was a part-time gunsmith. So here's what they did. They took a shotgun, and they did the following. They sawed off the barrel to 18 and a half inches, which is quite common. There's no registration involved. And they did something else. They cut off the stock, the shoulder stock, and refinished it to make it look like it was brand new from the factory to where the overall length. See, there's two parts of this shotgun legality. The length of the barrel, which pretty much all hunters and shotgun owners know, and something else is the overall length. So they cut off they didn't cut the barrel at all. They just cut off the stock to where if you cut the barrel off to 18 and a half inches, which is what Randy did as a gunsmith, he cut off the barrel to 18 and a half inches long, where it would still be legal and not as far as not requiring a transfer tax or any paperwork. He did not know that before he ever touched it, the ATF had cut off the stock to make the overall length less than 26 inches once the barrel had been cut to 18 and a half. So they created a crime, and they charged that they created. So it's a federal crime, and they were mailing him notices about court appearances. One of those notices didn't get to him through the mail. Has anybody ever had a letter that didn't get to them that was mailed to them? Of course, that happens all the time. So he was charged with a second crime, failure to appear, which, of course, he didn't appear because the notice didn't get to him in the mail. So they sent out two federal marshals. Rather than walk up to his door and arrest him, these guys wore camouflage. They're sneaking through the woods. And Randy's son's dog found them and started barking. And that ended up in the dog being shot and Randy's son being shot to death also. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Got some beautiful photographs posted of with myself and the folks I met over the weekend at the Red Pill University up in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa. Great event. I hope that many of you can attend and can make the next one. And I learned a lot. I saw things I would never see otherwise, met people I would never meet otherwise, learned things I would never learn otherwise, and you can also at the next Red Pill University event. I need to remind people we're living through the worst crime in recorded human history. Millions of Americans, millions of people worldwide will die. And very likely my daughter, my son-in-law, my two youngest grandchildren, very likely will get sick or die from the COVID vaccination clot shot. You know, educate yourself at thelibertyman.com as to what's going on, why it's going on, how it's happening. And hopefully you can educate others to avoid taking more boosters, avoid people giving clot shots to their children. That could save a life or two, couldn't it? Proxit will help you. I am a MyPillow distributor, dealer. Gentlemen, you want to bring a smile to your wife's face? Check out the sheets and pillowcases. Check out the towels. I know guys don't think about this stuff very much, if at all, but a beautiful set of new sheets and pillowcases, a beautiful set of new towels will just make your wife, that woman in your life, happy. Trust me, it will. Last but not least, energy cleaners. I talk about them a lot. It's really fun helping people get their lives back. Energy cleaners and mattress pads are in stock, ready for immediate shipment right now, so I can take care of it. Get your orders in for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or call my toll-free airline, 800-592-9543. Going back to Ruby Ridge, Colonel Bo Greitz, who knew Randy from their time in Vietnam, he volunteered to walk Randy out, which he did. The FBI was preparing to drop a large, several hundred gallon rubber container full of gasoline on the Weaver home and burn them out. A television crew was videotaping it and waving and yelling at the helicopter guys who saw them, and they didn't want witnesses to this murder of the entire Randy Weaver family, so they didn't drop the container full of gasoline on the Weaver home. A FBI sniper named Lon Horuching murdered Randy's wife. She was standing in the door of their home holding their infant daughter. She was shot in the head by Lon Horuching. There was a company in the firearms industry, I don't recall which one, they publicly announced they were going to hire Lon Horuching to be their spokesman for their product line. The response from the firearms community was overwhelming. Basically, we told them the same thing that we all told Bud Light when they had this mentally ill man pretending to be a teenage girl representing their product, Bud Light. The response was overwhelming, and they dropped Lon Horuching, who murdered this woman standing in the doorway of her home holding her baby. He just flat murdered her. There was a manslaughter charge filed by the local prosecutor against Lon Horuching. He lost the election. The new prosecutor closed the case. He thought that he would be unable to get a conviction. Well, I think he could have got a conviction. That's my belief. But that's what happened there. Getting back to the original premise, the FBI for decades has been involved in criminal activity. Now, the FBI agents I've known and worked with, they're ashamed of what took place at Ruby Ridge. They're ashamed of what took place at down in Texas with the Branch Davidian Church in Waco, Texas. They're absolutely ashamed of it. But they had no decision-making. It wasn't in their control. Majority of men and women who were FBI agents at the time are now retired. They're gone. The majority of them, there's probably still some left. As it turns out, my friend Command Sergeant Major Page was involved in helping train the FBI to take this equipment to Waco. It's not a matter of pride or honor for him. He did what he was ordered to do. And it's just wrong. Posse Comitatus is, the purpose of Posse Comitatus is to prevent the full force of the U.S. military being used against American citizens. So how they get around it? Well, they didn't use active duty Army. They used FBI agents who were trained by the active duty Army. I don't believe the founding fathers would care if the paycheck came from the FBI or the paycheck came from the Department of Defense when it came to the use of the heavy weapons of war. When I say heavy weapons of war, battle tanks and armored personnel carriers being used against American civilians. I don't think they would have cared about that at all. What they cared about was the full force and weight of the heavy weapons of war being used against American civilians. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. So you hear these calls for defunding the FBI. That's where all this comes from. That's where it began. Now, I was part of helping the Indians at Wounded Knee. I did two runs up there cross country with medical supplies. My first wife was a registered nurse, and she was in the final staging area where the Indians would go back and forth bringing in medical supplies to the Indians under siege at Wounded Knee. While I was there, there was at least one Indian shot to death, as I recall. I got to meet some of the international press from around the world who were covering this. And I was certainly at risk of being arrested for, the charge would have been crossing state lines to impede the official duties of a federal agent, some kind of silliness like that, delivering medical supplies. We were in their face. We held a press conference within sight of the FBI headquarters in downtown St. Louis. You could literally see the building where the FBI headquarters was, where we held a press conference on the steps of Soldiers Memorial in St. Louis, Missouri, before we made our trip to South Dakota. Now, we were not fearful. We were not ashamed of what we were doing. We thought at the time it was the right thing to do for the right reasons, and we did it to deliver medical supplies to these Indians. And we had our contacts within the military were keeping us posted on what the active duty military was doing. They were providing a surveillance aircraft to the FBI to keep track of what was going on the ground there at Wounded Knee. That's what happened then. You know, that was a long, long time ago. That was half a century ago. But the criminal activity of the FBI continues. Criminal activity of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms continues. And it's been said, now Robert Kennedy Jr. has said, that the top level of the CIA, the men and women in charge at the very top, that they don't trust Americans. They don't believe in our republic. They simply don't. The CIA has been involved in criminal activity also, changing governments. Maybe there was times when that was a good thing. I don't know the details right offhand. But changing a government where the people actually elected that government, that's wrong. On the face of it, it's absolutely wrong. But the CIA has been doing that for decades. My Tuesday guest, Steve Ben Noon, he's been personally involved in some of that activity himself. We have a call here. We've got David in Illinois. Good morning, David.
You know, hello?
You're on air, David. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hope you don't mind the call. You were at the Wounded Knee one. That's South Dakota, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my wife's families are buried there. But anyways, the federal, I grew up around feds, and I remember the Ruby Ridge and the discussions that they would have about the Waco. Now, if I recall, they could have got David Koresh, because he would go to the local restaurant or McDonald's every day. They could have got him anytime they wanted.
Right.
They wanted in that place. And the Ruby Ridge thing, if I recall with that case, they tried to get him to modify weapons one time, and he refused, is what, if I remember. It's been a while, but... being around these feds, I've seen them cover up shootings and things before. And I said, what happens if they pull you into court? They would laugh. We're the federal government. We're the FBI. If we order to go there, we have blanketed immunity. Anything goes wrong. And I said, well, what if you just wound somebody? Well, that's why we make sure we don't just wound somebody. You know, and as a kid, you're looking at it as the public on the outside, you're listening to this, and you're like, wait a minute, they teach us to go to you for assistance, you know, and you would see all the drugs and the contraband they would take and confiscate and sell. They had no concern in the world about any punishment whatsoever. So when I say, I hear them defunding them, I wish they would shut the whole agency down. And it's sad. Now, you said you were in Vietnam in the military?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because one of the guys that I grew up with, he was a Green Beret Special Forces and an instructor, as well as my family was over there. They started doing illegal stuff over there. And the thing is, they would bring photographs back. And as long as the government said it was okay, they were fine with it. They didn't care what they did. And the nonchalantness about it, even to this day, I get shocked just like 9/11. There was another target for 9/11. The feds knew about it. They didn't care. But they just laughed about it because they were going to get more power out of it after the situation happened. They let them go. You know, so here's the biggest thing that bothers me. If you fire back or protect yourself, you're a disgruntled individual. It's not that you're fighting for your life or your family's life or safety. You're a disgruntled individual. And that's the upsetting part. They don't care. They have too much power, and it's seated from within so high up, they don't care.
Okay, David. Great comments.
Sorry.
Anything else?
No, sir. No, thank you. I'm sorry if I...
No, it was a good call. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Going back to Randy Weaver, because this really needs to be clarified. Randy Weaver sawed off the gunsmith, saw off the barrel of a shotgun to the legal length of 18 and a half inches, which doesn't require a tax or any registration, not knowing that the ATF had already cut off the stock, making it look like it came just from the factory, just short enough that when the barrel was 18 and a half inches, that the overall length was less than 26 inches, which would require a transfer tax and a form to be filled out to keep it legal. Of course, he didn't know that because the stock looked like it had just come from the factory. There was no reason to believe anything had taken place with the stock. So it was a setup. It was a created crime where there was no crime. And that's how that whole thing got started. So that's what happened there. We don't have enough crime. And they were using that as leverage, by the way. They still wanted him to infiltrate the white supremacist group that was not, in his neighborhood there in Idaho. And they used that as leverage. Randy, infiltrate this group or we'll charge you with a crime. And he refused. He said, go ahead and charge me with a crime. I'm not going to become your informant to infiltrate this group of white supremacists. I'm simply not going to do it. They went ahead and charged him with a crime. That's what they did. The FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the CIA, have been involved in high-level crimes for decades. That's no secret. It's well-known. It's well-documented. And the top leadership of those agencies has been taken over by men and women who have no ethics, who are prepared to murder people to achieve their goals, put people in jail that are innocent to achieve their goals. Looks like we got Carlos in Georgia. Break coming up, Carlos. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, John? I'm calling in regards. I was listening to yesterday's show, and you were on your first hour. You were speaking with a gentleman, and you guys were commenting about the Georgia trial against Donald Trump and stuff like that.
Right.
But
right.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, go ahead. We hear you fine.
Okay. And my comment is this. Like you were saying about, they handed out the indictment before the jury even had voted on it.
Right.
Of course, people in the law field know that, of course, you can't accuse somebody of something and they can't, if they haven't even voted.
Well, the indictment does not exist until it's been voted on.
Sorry, sir?
The indictment does not exist, physically exist, until it's been voted on by the grand jury.
Yes, sir. And one thing I also would like to point out is, of course, they handpicked this crew. I remember myself going out to jury duty, and, you know, they would have you sit and hang out at a room until they picked who they wanted. They grilled and picked and chose the jurors they wanted. But one thing that I've seen, of course, and it's been pointed out by other people in the alternative media, is about jury nullification. If one juror does not agree, they can't go ahead, proceed with any kind of charges or anything like that.
They can't get a conviction. That's right.
Exactly. It has to be a unanimous vote. So,
hold on. Hold on, Carlos. We'll wrap up your comments after break. All right.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Carlos, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to wrap up your comments? We're almost out of time here, sir.
Okay, yes, I would like to also point out one avenue that I imagine or I would personally would like to see Donald Trump's legal team is ask for a change of venue because he can't get a fair hearing in Fulton County. Maybe move it to a more conservative county.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Did you hear me, sir?
Go ahead, Carlos. We'll hear you fine. Go ahead.
I said that one avenue I would love to see or I would like to see Trump's team is change of venue because he can't get a fair trial in Fulton County. Move to another county. Move it to another venue. One other point I would like to make real quick is I know that I was reading an article today that some FBI or some intelligence agency person is going around already basically setting up the Reichstag fire and Emperor Nero's way of handling the fire of Rome. They're setting or gaslighting and making claims that Trump supporters are threatening the juror pool when the article, when you read more in-depth into the article, in Georgia, due to the transparency law that was signed, all jurors are made public unless it's extremely high profile. All their information is put up because it's public information, but they're trying to gaslight and saying that these people are getting threatened by Trump supporters, and they're saying that Trump supporters are the worst thing, undermining democracy and all this stuff, when they're the ones that put it out themselves. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're the ones basically orchestrating everything. And then to point the finger, again, another Reichstag fire event. Set the fire and blame somebody else.
That's right. That's a very likely premise there, Carlos. We do thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend Marie Lasseter. Marie is a scientist. She's an author. She's authored 3 books, excellent books, by the way, available at Amazon.com. And we'll be talking about COVID vaccine clot shot, among other things. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.